is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Prince Blasters, Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
The way goes by so long, and the plantation, and me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many life them slay. Now them works just slap them in them face. Why are yes, you and your crew can go too well. Cause after we know under your colonial spell, and all those fans that you come tell. Hey, and all those books you stole away. All those kids you led astray. Wait on your judgment day.
You've got a log and loaded to the Monday, October 27th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Monday. And I'm trying to figure out the date, because I'm looking at one daily, and one daily says 2025. And another one off Shirley Street say October 6th, 2025. What's really going on? And I could go plenty ways for this as to why they're so distracted that they bussing up the date on the front end. I just believe that. FYI, my friends over there on Shirley, who I do have still left in that building, today is October 27th, 2025. In the year of our Lord. Things must be good. Things must be good. My God. So what's going on, everybody? Happy Monday. I hope you guys had a great weekend. But you know, I can tell you all the time, man, all work and no play makes you a dull person. All play and no work makes you broke. You got to find a happy medium. Well, Monday's part of the happy medium. Yep. We're going to get through the Mondays today. But another day, another dollar. Holla. That's how we do it. So we're going to make this ride home fun for you. We're going to entertain you. And obviously, we're going to, you know, we're going to talk about some issues that we really need to talk about. Roscoe Thompson will be chiming in short order. We'll go live to Abaco on the flip side of the break. But if you want to chime in and be part of the conversation, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's Guardian. All right, like I said, it's Monday. A lot went down over the weekend. Got a lot of conversations coming in from over the weekend that we definitely need to have. And different topics, too. Different things, you know, swirling around. But we could address some of them, but I think something that we do need to address is the fact that, you know, we got a hurricane swirling around in the Caribbean. And we need to keep an eye on that. Category 5. And obviously, you know, we need to keep an eye on that. I can't, Melissa. All right? And all I can say is, all reports coming out of Jamaica right now is there is a universal cry out of Jamaica in unison. Lord have mercy. Because that hurricane is carrying on bad. Category 5. Slowly west-northwestward and expected to turn northward later today.
Tropical storm and hurricane conditions expected in the islands of the Southeast Bahamas, including the Turks and Caicos, beginning on Tuesday, which is tomorrow, and the Central Bahamas on Wednesday through Thursday. A hurricane will reach the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. This includes Exuma and its Keys, Ragged Island, Rum Key, Long Island, San Salvador, Cat Island, Auckland's Crooked Island, Long Key, Mayaguana, Inagua, and the Turks and Caicos Islands. A hurricane watch means that hurricane conditions could be experienced within the mentioned islands within 48 hours. So get to being prepared, people. Okay? Now, that's the main thing we're going to talk about today, especially with Roscoe as well. Find out, you know, how that's going to be affecting, you know, Abaco and the Family Islands, as well as his experience firsthand with a Cat 5. So you could actually see that this is not a joke. Now, in addition to that, there is an evacuation notice. Prime Minister Philip Davis has issued evacuation orders for residents in the Southeast Bahamas as Hurricane Melissa continues to strengthen and move toward the islands. According to the Bahamas Department of Meteorology, no boats landing on this one, Melissa is expected to impact at least the Southeast Bahamas by Tuesday, bringing the threat of strong winds, heavy rainfall, and dangerous storm surges. The evacuation order applies to residents of Auckland's Crooked Island, Mayaguana, Long Key, Ragged Island, Samana Key, and Inagua. Officials have advised that evacuation details and assistance are available through local island administration offices. Residents are urged to act immediately and take all necessary precautions as the storm approaches. And that's from the OPM. Definitely, if you're in those affected areas, find your island administrators if you want to evacuate and follow the procedures. Let's check out the other headlines that are going on. Man charged with Lauren Saunders' murder. Davis tells PLPs, we need this seat. Vaughn Miller remembered as a gentle giant. Man to be charged with Saunders' murder. And no match in viral voice notes in police bribery case. And you know how we have a lot of commentary before the court of public opinion. I would remind everybody that is still sub judice. It is still before the courts. So please refrain from any commentary or any theories or any fake news. Let it all play out. All right, that's just some of the headlines, you know, that are blazing up the pages in the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Matters since 1844. And like I said, we'll talk about that and more on the flip side of the break. But before we get there, let me check the text line, see if we got any text going on. Got some text coming in now. Let's check them out. Naughty, is today really a happy day? It seems like when mothers aren't beating kids on video, they're leaving them in the bush. We need to psychological evaluation of mothers in this country. This behavior is unacceptable. As long as, number one, you do the same evaluation on some fathers in this country, and number two, I totally agree with you. I've seen the video circulating of that mother beating her child ridiculously. And apparently it stems from, you know, allegedly a domestic bearing the brunt. There's a porn caught in it, and it's ridiculous. Then finding brand new newborns, umbilical cords still attached in the bushes. Dear God, where are we? Texter, I agree with you. We definitely need to have some serious addressing of mental health issues in this country. And it affects men and women and kids. And we have to look at it and focus on a solution as well. Not just look at it and talk about it. Have some viable options to make a change, a positive change as well. Good afternoon, Naughty. Don't say this on radio. ERCO will cancel you. What Jamaicans are really saying is, bomba. Well, y'all can finish that in. All right, and that's fine. I'll take your word for it. Seeing how you say you're a Jamaican, I'll take your word for it. You think it's like a boy, you know? If I get fined for saying that on radio, but I have problems across the board. I got a running bet with Mr. Producer and MJF slapped me in the back of the neck, so it's all good. But yeah, we do have to keep an eye on that Category 5. Obviously, it's going to affect, you know, our islands in some way, shape, or form within the next 48 hours. So we definitely have to keep an eye on that. But, you know, we'll definitely touch some of these issues. When we chop it up with Roscoe on the flip side of the break, we'll talk everything that's going on in Abaco. We'll talk the hurricane. And, of course, we'll talk some of these headlines. All right, and get Roscoe's take on it. And, of course, you can feel free to chime in as well. All right, that's all going to go down on the flip side of the break as the Monday, October 27th edition of Talking Heads continues right after the...
And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with a friend. We burn a fire upon a weak God, Babylon and the Peter could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with a friend. See ya, get to use me and make you be wise. Cause pirates then we strike by night.
Feeding the crew? Fueling the cravings? There's something for everyone with the new KFC fill-up box. Serving 6 juicy pieces of chicken, 4 buttery biscuits, crispy fries to share, and 12 premium original recipe KFC nuggets, all packed into one crave-worthy box. Not a crumb's gonna survive when the KFC box hits the table. So dig in and do whatever the crunch you want with the KFC fill-up box. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further to Life. We stand by our quality products that are second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, when we burn a fire, banner we got, Babylon and the Frida could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with a friend. Me burn a fire upon a weak God, Babylon and the free Jack could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with a friend. The way goes by so long and the plantation.
Back at you on the October 27th edition, the Monday, October 27th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m., about to head down to Roscoe Thompson in Abaco in short order as we get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. All right, I'm not a Jamaican, but I was there for Gilbert in 88, and that's just the talks then. And that's probably the talks now, too, there, Texter. But, yeah, we're keeping an eye on that whole Melissa situation. And as we get down to Abaco and my good brethren, Roscoe Thompson, back on the show, and hope all is well with you and yours, but we got to open. I mean, big bad gal in Jamaica right now by the name of Melissa, Category 5.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're going to feel some of the effects of it, and I wanted to talk to you specifically. Obviously, you know, your vast knowledge with
being part of, you know, all the rescue operations up there in Abaco, and your firsthand experience with Dorian. I mean, we really should not turn a blind eye to this thing. We can't be nonchalant about it. We need to be focused. We need to be prepared. That's a big storm.
Yeah, it's, let me tell you, man, I've had so much anxiety because I, you know, I went back and looked at some of the pictures, but from September 19th, and, you know, I'm like, you know, we need to pray for Jamaica. Hopefully it goes on the, you know, northwest or the west side of the island, you know, if anything, and then shoots off rather than going over the center. And I feel for them. And also, you know, Cuba needs to watch out, the eastern end of Cuba, and then, of course, the southern Bahamas, especially Ragged Island and or Crooked Island, those islands down there, Mayaguana and central Bahamas, part of the central Bahamas, Exuma Keys. I think it should be a Category 2 or Category 1 or 2, just depending on how quick that trough picks it up and brings it up over Cuba and the Bahamas. But it's... it's really brought back a lot of memories and a lot of feelings, you know, and what we experienced during Dorian, you know, and I see people posting on there. People don't know what, I shouldn't say people, a lot of people don't know what 170 mile an hour winds are with gusts over 200, you know, and that's at the eye wall, you know, when that eye comes over you, that's what you get for that split second, you know, that time, and that's where the damage. You get a lot of that catastrophe damage or catastrophic damage. You know, the only
that when it hits Jamaica and Cuba, where they have mountainous regions in both those destinations, that it may slow the storm down some and turn it somewhat too, Roscoe. But I mean, are we prepared? Are we prepared in case we get some of this? Obviously, we've seen evacuation waters from PM.
I think that the Bahamas, or especially the southern Bahamas, are, because it's, you know, a lot of people, and let me just say this, the Bahamas is broken down into four geographic locations. You have the northwest Bahamas, the northern Bahamas, the central Bahamas, and then the southern Bahamas. You know, so the southern and central Bahamas needs to keep an eye out on this. The government of the Bahamas has done what they are supposed to, in my opinion, orders, and making sure people on low-lying areas prone to flooding and where shelters are not available to get them off those islands.
Speaking of shelters, so are we where we're supposed to be with shelters? Because I know there's a lot of unfinished shelters in the family islands.
You know, Norty, from what the DRM said in their press release, you know, I think we, for our population, we only have enough shelters to cover, I think it was 3% of the population. Now, you know that 85% of the population, or 80% of the population, is in Nassau, or 70%, whatever it is more in Nassau, and then the rest is spread out through the Family Islands. So that is a big concern, you know, with me, is the shelters. And this is something that goes back to, remember when Joaquin came through Long Island, and then was it Wilma? It was another hurricane. I think it was Wilma before Joaquin or whatever, but it plagued the southern Bahamas. And you would think that we have learned from that over the past 10 years or 8 years, but it seems like it's one of those things that is down on the bottom of the government's list, you know, in regards of making sure there's proper shelters, you know, in the Family Islands, as well as Nassau, to handle an influx of people that come in. For example, some of those islands in the southern Bahamas, some of them might only have 100 people or 150 a year to evacuate,
which I understand, Roscoe. And once that kind of information is put out there, then we have a better understanding of what we're up against. I totally agree. I mean, if it's easier to send in a contingent to evacuate 100 people rather than spend taxpayer money on building a shelter for that island, that makes sense.
Right. But then when you look at, let's say, a more populated area, as you would say, Long Island.
But Abaco and Freeport and Azuma, I feel that those places need to have solid structures already built and already, you know, commissioned and already passing all of their tests, all the procedures, all of the codes, that they're ready to go.
Well, you saw that they just had the opening of the Abaco shelter, and I did attend it. I you know, felt that being an Abaconian, I wanted to see what we had there in case a storm or we ever have to utilize that. And I will be completely honest with the Bahamian people, and I will be completely honest with the Bahamas government and this administration. That shelter should have never been built that high. I can tell you, if I'm told to evacuate again.
Quick question, Roscoe. This is the same one that we talked about on this show a couple of months back, or maybe almost a year back, with issues with the roof collapsing, correct?
Yeah. It's just the same shelter.
Just for context, just for the listeners.
Yeah, really just for context. And, you know, I didn't know. When you walk in, don't get me wrong, it's nice. It's shiny floors. It's a nice AC. You know, they need to put the ductwork and close it. But, you know, it's got a nice layout, but there's a lot of dead space there. You know, you have a building that's 45 feet high or 50 feet high. And one of the things that, you know, popped to my mind is this is dead space. This should have been a building of a single story to a Maxwell's food store that is a cement building with metal roofs that survived Dorian. You know, where you can hold, you know, it could be a bigger square footage. It just seemed like there's a lot of wasted space there.
Right.
And
obviously you're going to need components, man. You have people in there as well. Obviously you're going to need space for restrooms. Obviously you're going to need space for food, you know, and
well, they
and
have
water.
The kitchen, you know, they have the kitchen, they have the different office spaces for the command center and everything. It's just that it is a shelter. I'm finally grateful that they have gotten it finished and that they've built it and it's, you know, it's so-called completed. The practicality of it, I'm not
100%. A building 50 feet tall, I mean, wouldn't that put itself in harm's way with the winds and the breezes? A single structure would have been better, correct?
To me, it would. But again, I'm not a structural engineer. I'm only going on what I've seen and experienced, you know, with what I went through with Dory. And I don't know why. It looks like a gymnasium. You know, that's what it looks like to me. And I did make this comment to a good friend of mine, which I hadn't seen in a long time. She was there from Ernst & Young. And I said, I will be honest with you. If I'm asked to evacuate, I'm going to Central Abaco Primary. I'm not coming to the shelter.
Okay, let me ask you this question, Roscoe, because I think this definitely is an important question. And from your firsthand experience, I want you to comment on it. We know areas are set for evacuation. We've talked about that, all right? And those in those areas should evacuate. You know some people are going to stay and evacuate. From your experience, what should Bahamians on those islands who will have to ride this out expect, and what can they do to prepare themselves for it?
Well, Norty, if they're going to be expecting a Category 2 at, you know, roughly between 90 and 100 mile an hour winds, cement building, you know, a strong structure that's reliable, that's been proven and tested. You know, especially if you're in a low lying area, try to get to a higher elevated area. If you decide not to evacuate, please, you know, seek refuge somewhere that you are putting yourself in safe hands. Do not go and put yourself in a car and park it under a tree or, you know, something like that. Be very vigilant in what you do. The government, hopefully the island administrators down there are doing their job, and so is the police, the defense force, and everybody that is involved in alerting the residents of, you know, hey, now is the time to get out. You've been told it's now time to push. I know I'm hesitant to leave their structure. But, Norty, I saw a cement church over here where it collapsed and people were inside and they passed away. You know, you saw buildings that were hurricane sound. And then, of course, you had a building from 1950s, 1960s that still stood on the waterfront. So my advice is heed the precautions of the government and, you know, do what you feel is best. If that means going to, you know, Eleuthera rather than Nassau or somewhere like that, get out of that, especially if you're in one of those low-lying areas and that storm is coming, you know, over you.
All right. You know, we got, you know, a broad cross-section that listens to this show. We got, you know, the biggest and baddest listeners I always brag about, smart listeners. But we got the animal lovers chiming in right now. Naughty, good afternoon. Could you please ask Roscoe, what do we know or what will happen with pets and livestock in these circumstances? People are being evacuated, but what about pets and livestock? Well, I would assume that if people are evacuating, they'll take their family pets. But what about livestock that are prevalent in the family islands? How should people deal with them?
Usually livestock, you open the gate, they will come back. I mean, they're usually pretty good at seeking shelter. I mean, I don't want to sound mean or not an animal, but I don't want to say animals, but they will find and seek shelter in the bushes or, you know, areas that a Bahamian or a human would not go. I would not keep them tied up, you know.
And obviously, you're speaking from experience, you've seen livestock let go and they have returned.
They have returned, yes. You know, if you have a fenced-in farm, you know, they might, if there's bushes around that, they will come back or you will be able to round them up.
Now, I will remind folks who own dogs, if you chain the dogs in your yard, you should unchain them, bring them inside or get them to a shelter. But don't leave them chained outside because you're leaving them in harm's way for sure.
Yeah, you especially the domesticated pets. And you have to remember some, unfortunately, we don't have, in some islands, we don't have the pet friendly shelters, you know, where they allow animals to come in or, you know, dogs and cats. Usually if somebody's evacuated, they're moving with family and friends to another island, they will secure their pets or take them with them. But a lot of people forget about the animals, you know, and the domesticated animals. They, you know, their thing is my safety. And, you know, I'm not saying that animals come before humans or anything like that, but we also have to remember, you know, there are animals that are involved.
All right, off the text lines for you, Roscoe. Good afternoon, Naughty and Roscoe. Can you please ask Roscoe, based on what I've seen, ask Roscoe kindly, why was the building a single level as opposed to a split level? But didn't you mention this earlier that it's not a split level, but
it's not a split level. It's feet high,
correct?
You walk in and it's an open building. I would have thought, being the height of the split level, you know, too, you would have had a second story to it with the height of the building. But for some reason, it ended up being, I want to say it's probably 40 to 50 feet high building that only is a single story, you know, that's only, it's no split level. It's just one open, it looks like a gymnasium.
Wow.
You know, it's...
All right.
I just don't think the space was utilized efficiently. I'm not, and don't get me wrong. That's not saying I'm not grateful. I'm not happy that it's finally open. It's just, you know, as you've seen some people with their comments on Facebook is how come Abaconians weren't there for the cutting of the ribbon ceremony. And I agree with them. There should have been a prominent Abaconian that should have been there besides the, I think it was Indian government and the minister, Leon Lundy, and them. There should have been a person from Abaco that should have been there with the cutting of the ribbon. But again, I don't want to seem like I'm being ungrateful because we do have Abaco. But again, we still do not have the shelter capacity that we need for this island.
All right, I got another one for you off the text lines. Good afternoon, Naughty, and to your guest, Roscoe. Not to evoke painful memories, but could Roscoe please break it down? What will it look like in the immediate aftermath? It's different here in New Providence because we have all the resources right here, but what does it actually look like in the aftermath? And I guess that's to give folks information who might be out there now with this storm bearing down as to what, you know, they're staying put. What could the aftermath look like? What are they up against with some of those challenges?
You know, that Naughty, complete devastation. I mean, I hate to say it, but you're looking at destruction, total destruction, docks, buildings, wooden buildings, you know, cement buildings, depending on where they are. They're close to the water. They can be the devastation and the destruction that I saw the day, you know, even during the eye. I'm 20, and I'll give this to people. I live 23 feet above high tide mark. I had 4 feet of water on my deck. So I had 27 feet of tidal surge that came through Marsh Harbor, where I live. I had cars. I had a boat floating by. My wife's car floated by. We had docks floating by. My next door neighbor, they had 9 feet of water in their house.
My God.
I mean, it roofs that were totally ripped off. You had buildings that were collapsed. Roads were impassable, you know. And I don't want to get in to a touchy subject, but, you know, then you had bodies that were floating down the side streets. I mean, it's something that I don't wish upon anybody. Infrastructure's gone. You know, you don't have electricity. Thank God we had Alive was still up and running. BTC did come up afterwards, but you had Alive. It's something that you cannot fathom unless you go through it. But think of, as you see on TV, a tornado hitting a little town. That's what you had after Dorian. You had complete devastation of an island, you know, from the Keys of Green Turtle to Treasure Key to Hopetown to Manowar to Guanaquee to far south is Spring City, that was ransacked. It looked like a nuclear bomb or a bomb went off in the community. You couldn't pass. You had to walk through certain. I could remember walking up to the government complex from where I live. And this is when the storm was over Freeport. And the winds were still blowing 75 miles an hour. And I was having to walk into the, you know, pushing myself to walk up to get down there. So it's not something I wish anybody to experience. And I know Jamaica is going to feel a brunt of that. And, you know, hopefully when it comes off of Jamaica, the mountains in Jamaica and the mountains in Cuba will knock it down to where they're projecting, I think, a Category 2 maybe coming over the Bahamas, which in a Category 5.
All right, I got another couple of questions about the text lines, and I've been asked this as well with people out and about. Some concerns coming from as far as representation goes, as far as, you know, we're in silly season, we have an election coming up. What's the status on both sitting MPs up there? I hear both stand to be replaced. I'm hearing Mr. Pinder in South and Central may be stepping down.
I'm hearing the same thing. I cannot confirm that, you know, but I have heard the sip on the ground. I have heard that Mr. Cornish in North Abaco is going to, or has ambition to run again. I don't know if that is going to happen, but I know that he is seeking the nomination. I don't think Mr. Pinder is actively seeking the nomination. I could be wrong, but from what I'm gathering on the ground, he's not.
All right, well, thanks for being so candid on that, because obviously, you know, we still have Abaconians here in New Providence interested in what's going on down there. Yeah. And obviously a lot of questions have been asked pertaining to that situation there. So we'll have to keep an eye on it and fight for that seat by the PLP for that as well, to see who will be the candidate for that constituency.
Yeah.
Now, a couple other housekeeping questions. We got impending bad weather coming in. Do we still have the barge on the reef?
The barge on the reef by Man of War, yeah. The one that was down by Treasure Key, that's been moved. That was moved that week before the tropical storm came, which I was very grateful for them getting that underway and offloading the sand. The barge is still sitting there breaking up on the reef there. I think that's just going to be a permanent structure unless they bring somebody in to do underwater cutting and everything like that and move it out piece by piece.
No, tell them they can't move it up. I mean, you can do something.
Turn that into a bar.
And then if the water ever rises high enough and we float off, then we'll just anchor it somewhere and be a floating bar off the reef.
That barge ain't floating no more.
I got a name for it and everything. It's called On the Reef. And then if it floats away, we'll call it Off the Reef.
Yeah.
We'd be good to go.
We gotta
get entrepreneurial in these times, Roscoe.
I agree with you, Naughty. You're good. I love your idea. It's a cute idea. It's just unfortunately
how long have we been talking about it, Roscoe? A year and a half?
Yeah, and unfortunately we're surge. You couldn't do anything there. It's right in the cut, so you got waves breaking on it, you know. It's just
now on a more serious note, it is deteriorating and the debris is now dropping right down to the mouth of the reef.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just breaking up there. That's all it's doing. It's damaged the reef, but it's continuing to damage the reef. And it's going to, you know, the iron, too, the rust, all that is not good
right.
for the fish and, you know, the
that's
stuff
not good for the
that.
Ecosystem and all of that, because obviously it got into the food chain. And like I say, you know, sometimes I have to look at things with the comedian hat on. If you don't laugh, you'll cry, right? So sometimes you got to laugh about it, but year and a half is a little bit too long for that barge to still be there. What about the debris from the shantytown removal? That's now turned into a dump. That's still there, correct?
Still there. And the illegal immigration, I mean, they just had a raid on Man of War. I think they got like 19 or 20 people the other day. And I think
you jumped ahead of me because I was about to ask that question next. But yeah, what's the status with that?
Yeah, no, I mean, they got, I think, 19 or 20, and only, I think it was 4 or 5 might have had documentation. So it shows that we have a real big, I mean, and it's not just Abaco, the whole Bahamas does, but our illegal immigration system, and I said this on the Tribune article, on, you know, the other day, that, hey, this has been going on for a long time, but this needs to be dealt with now. We cannot continue to put this off. You have Bahamians that have pushed roads to their property down on S.E. Boodle Highway and other areas. And, you know, people are going down there and dumping. They're using their roads to go further out into the back of the pine forest or the carpus land to build. Out of hand. So, you know, and as I said, some of us as Bahamians are at fault because, I mean, for them to get picked up on Man of War, that means that they're working there illegally. You know, who's hiring them?
Yeah, that's my next question. What projects are going on Man of War Key?
I don't know, but it just gives you.
But it shouldn't be too hard to figure out. I mean, let's see the projects on Man of War Key. Now let's do a detailed check on who's got paperwork and who don't.
Right. And a lot of them, you know, like I was speaking to a Defense Force officer that was part of the operations over there, and they went over in plain clothes. So they were able to get, and I was shocked when he told me what they got, but I was like, wow. But when he told me they were in plain clothes, I said, that's why you got them. I said, because if y'all came over there in green and khakis, by the time y'all got off the ferry boat,
they would have been over.
And they would have been like soldier crabs. They would have been in the, and they probably, a lot of them, probably others that went into the bush. He said, you know, I chased a couple down and, you know, we got a couple, and another minute my phone dropped and I'm chasing one and I look up, you know, into the bush. It's out of hand, Naughty. And I say, you know, people say it can't get any worse. It can get worse. I mean,
but I've had Abaconians approach me and break it down, and they're convinced that you guys are outnumbered in Abaco.
I'm coming to that belief now, Naughty. I truly am. I'm coming to that we are outnumbered here in Abaco in general. And, you know, it's a sad situation because it affects not just your economy, but it also affects your healthcare system, your education system, your social services system. It's a burden on the Bahamian people.
And especially when you have Bahamians displaced and need those services themselves.
Yeah. It's something that's really, and I don't want to say, it's been eye-opening since the mud and the peas was here, but you don't notice it. And I say this because at one time it was the mud and the peas, so everything was centrally located in one area. Now it is spread out throughout the whole island. So it's at one time it was contained in one certain area, but now it is.
But if you've got immigration going up there and saying they found X amount with no documents, then you have to look at it like this. What are some of the solutions to getting this done? If we have any that have ties to the Bahamas, then they need to apply if they're legal and of age to apply. If they've been here for a number of years and go through that process. But if there are foreign nationals here with no paperwork who have just arrived to this country, then they need to be returned.
Some of them can't even, some that were arrested could not even speak English. You know, I mean, it's, and I agree with you that, like I say, and I want people to understand there's a big difference between illegal immigration and legal immigration.
Correct, because if somebody's entitled by rights and by law to an application process and then for status, then they need to be afforded that right. And we need to know who those individuals are. And we need to know who the individuals are who just reached and are a burden on society and a burden on us.
Yeah, it's where, it's just getting out of hand. And then, you know, it's very hard to say that they continue to build and they continue to build illegally. But the Ministry of Works where a house is built illegally, and the house is, next thing you know, the house got a roof on it and windows. And I'm like, okay, what more do I have to do being part of local government? I show you, I tell you where this house is, no permit number, no nothing to be built, but you're building a house secluded in the bush. In the middle of the town.
Without the proper permits, without the proper coding.
Right. And it's mind-boggling, you know. And I'm like, okay, well, the question comes to any logical thinking Bahamian, who's getting paid off? You know, is somebody getting something for this?
Correct, because we can do it. Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking heads.
Yes, good afternoon, Naughty. Good afternoon to Roscoe.
Good afternoon.
Thank you, Oscar, for his disclosures. But, you know, I'll make this one quick, you know. They're in the bush, and authorities saying, hush, there's a solution. You know? I mean, they go all to all these measures to seize drugs, et cetera, et cetera. They could use, they have the tools to seek these people out. You know what I mean, Naughty? I have to tell you that. But anyhow, there's a state of insecurity. They want Roscoe to be very candid with me because there was something circulating on Facebook, and it was all throughout, just through the gossip or whatever, through the grapevine. I wasn't trying to find all I was trying to find. Is it any truth to the story that a young Bahamian was ganged up by Haitian gang members or whatever over there? Are they moving around in droves? I heard this, and it was an incident in which a Haitian Bahamian lady who was born here didn't condone it, and they said they thought there was one of us, this, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm just saying, are they moving around in numbers? This is what people, someone voiced to me from Abaco the other day. Is there any truth to the story? What is the level of belligerence, schisms, or animosity? The woman told them that she then said that these people are not violent people, way, and you're coming to people. I'm just saying, is there any truth to the story? Because what I'm saying is, if there is any truth to this, why is it that the authorities are being mum? You see, the thing is, I hate people who always speak up for these people, but if so, why is it you don't lambast this community, but only the Bahamian community, if this type of foolishness is going on? Because we was living in harmony with these people for decades now. But I'm saying as the numerology of the number increases, would we see belligerence, or are we seeing a level of belligerence? It just shouldn't be tolerated, because there is such a thing as national security that has created insecurity. I'll hang up and listen.
All right, 52, good stuff.
Hey, 52, there is some, there are gangs over here where people are going around. And let's just remember, and I hate to say this, but this generation that we have now compared to the generation that was here in the 70s and the 80s are different. It's a different crew. Yes, there are gangs over here. There's no hiding that. You know, that's all. And mum's the word. You do hear it. Immigration knows that. The police knows that. The defense force knows that. They've had them even when they were in the mud in the peas. You had the mud dogs and you had everybody else. You know, I mean, it's here.
All right. Well, Roscoe, I appreciate you being so candid as always. It's been a good conversation and getting caught up. And obviously, you know, we want you guys to ride safely through anything that comes, you know, in your neighborhood or in your area.
Only thing we got to worry about is this front coming off of Florida, which I'm really grateful. I don't mean to sound, you know, but I'm very grateful that this front is pushing down and keeping Abaco and Grand Bahama out of the cone, to say, you know. I don't wish any ill will on the rest of the Bahamas, but as I say to people that are in the eye or the track of the storm, be vigilant and be proactive. You know, do what you got to do to prepare now and heed the warnings.
All right, Roscoe, we'll do it again next week, man. I appreciate you. All the best to you and yours. And as we get to the break, you know, I often wonder, Roscoe, what did North Carolina do to get back in God's good books? Because for years, you know, a hurricane could be right on Bay Street, and then 5 minutes before it hit, it'd turn and be North Carolina. But North Carolina ain't picked up none in years, but I started to wonder.
Well, they did. You remember they had the one that came, and that's why I say you got to just be careful. They had that one that came up over the Gulf that went up through there and dumped a lot of rain. And that's why I say to people, even though it might be a Cat 5 or a Cat 2, rain also and surge and all that also plays a part, which a lot of people don't think about. They just think about the wind. But also, you know, a tropical storm could do as much damage if it sits over you and dumps 14 inches of rain.
All right. Well, good stuff. I appreciate you chiming in, bro. We'll do it again next week. We'll get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we're going to go over a little bit into the 5 o'clock hour. We got some issues we need to talk about. All right. Obviously, you know, big headlines today. All right. Suspect name in the Saunders murder case. You got the hurricane information I'm going to update you on. We need to talk silly season. We need to talk Golden Gates, Golden Isles. So all of that's coming up. We'll talk about that for a little bit into the 5 o'clock. Then Pearlie will join us and we'll talk sports. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break as the Monday, October 27th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast of need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We'll be right back. Valley. We a big deal when we touch grunge. Yeah, I can't see what we're pulling up. Anything for the taste, what we love. Barbecue, spicy and original, flavorful, crispy, irresistible. Three piece with a fries and a Pepsi. Bro, get your one big deal, stop stress me. All over the pan, the toilet, no left feet. Anything for the taste of a juicy, crunchy, irresistible KFC big deal. Three pieces of delicious chicken, fries and Pepsi. KFC, it's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well. People not fire, but now we got Babylon and the free jack.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Print Masters, Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
Of all they stole away, how many lives them slain? Now them works and slap them in them face. Fire, yes, you and your crew can go to well. Cause after we know and that you colonial spell. And all those fans that chin that you come tell. Hey, and all those books you stole away. All those kids you led astray. Wait on your judgment day. Bobby Rock. Me burn a fire, burn a week and Babylon and the fritter coulda never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with a frown. Me burn a fire, burn a week and Babylon and the fritter coulda never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with a frown. See ya, get to youth me, I beg you be wise. Cause pirates and we strike by night. I want come trick you with them black and white. Whoa, Lord, hey. But be careful what you sign. Cause some things get you victimized. And it will get you paranoid. So burn them out. Fire burn
out. We're back at you on the Monday, October 27th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. We're into the 6 o'clock hour. And I mean, 5 o'clock hour. From here until six, we are going to talk sports in short order. Yes, we got to talk Dodgers baseball. Yes, we got to talk about the bipolar Miami Dolphins. Vin and Renee are supposed to win. We talk about my Cowboys and lack of defense. We got to talk about those Steelers. A lot of Steeler fans out there. Y'all need to be two straight games in a row. Y'all done lost. And y'all got a stretch coming up of another five or six games. Y'all can lose many more to come. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the NBA. We will talk sports in this hour. However, some things that I want to get your feel on. Obviously, you know, we got an impending storm rolling in. Beating Jamaica bad right now. But like I said, there's headlines we do need to talk about. Let me get to the phone lines first, and then we'll come back. And obviously, I want to hear your take on a Royal Bahamas Defense Force officer facing 20 years in U.S. cocaine plot case, changed his plea to guilty. So let's talk about that. Man to be charged over pregnant mom's murder, but we can't get into too much detail because obviously that's before the courts now. And some other things as well, too. And be careful of voice notes you get, man. They might not actually be from the people who you think they're from, even though it sounds just like the people who they're from. But anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
I will be listening, but what I really want you to do is talk about that slaughter y'all got yesterday, okay? I'll be listening. Good to have you, sir. How you doing, Naughty?
I'm good there, Mystery. Yeah, Doc okay. Had a bad game yesterday. Defense
really
didn't
no
show
bad
up.
Game. Y'all got slaughtered. Y'all got literally slaughtered, okay? So I want to hear you talk some more about that, okay?
Can I talk about the Dolphins as well, and how bipolar your team is?
Dolphins is the best team since sliced bread.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You're in that mode?
Yes. The best team since sliced bread.
No. Okay? I can't deal with you and Brady at the same time. Winston, no more. I'll address it in short order.
Thank you.
I hope you're falling one pothole, but you no damage to the tire. But I want you to lick one good pothole, you old dolphin. Let's go to the other phone line. Other phone call. Talking Heads.
Good evening, Naughty. What's going on, brother?
What's happening, my brother?
Everything all right, man. I ain't called the Naughty, but Naughty, I've had my head at work all day, and I've just gotten the opportunity to lift it up. And let me turn on Guardian Radio as I go pick up the wife. Lo and behold, Naughty say, hey, now be careful with your voice notes out there, because it mightn't be the voice of the person who voice note knew. And then it run across my mind, Naughty, I'm listening to Guardian Radio with you. That mightn't be your voice that I hear, Naughty.
Let me give you proof that it's me. LeBron is an absolute piece of garbage. I can't stand him. He's ruined the Lakers. I can't stand him with his bad hairline on the back of his neck. The Dolphins suck. The Dodgers suck. And this
Naughty,
administration
what world is
sucks
this that
too.
That we're living in when who
now you know
hear,
me?
Who you hear and like what is this like?
Man, listen. Have you read about or heard about the Mandela effect?
The what?
The Mandela effect. Now, I'll give you an example. The Mandela effect brings up things from the past. I'll give you an example. The song Journey, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The lyrics in that song, Don't Stop Believing, we all grew up on. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And years later, they've come back and said, no, the lyrics, that was not the lyrics. And the funny thing is, when you go to look back the song now, when you find it, it's not like how you heard it years ago. It's how they say it is now, and it's called the Mandela Effect. And it's crazy because people often try to institute in a lot of things. I used to think this administration used to try Jedi mind tricks, but I think they've elevated their game to like their Mandela Effect. They'll say something this month, and then 6 months later say, no, we never said that. This is what we said. These were the actual words.
And mind you, even with that contrast, then, Naughty, you'd realize like this is like has been a thing of them. They know how to make things appear one place and make things appear not appear there, and then make things actual things that are not the actual way that they sound no more. It's crazy, bro. But thanks for keeping it together.
You
like
said
you're
in traffic.
Radio,
hold on, you in traffic driving around, correct?
I don't know if this is traffic, Naughty. It may be, and it may not be.
In your mind, in this metaverse
reality
that you believe is reality, you're in traffic right now, right? So on that plane while you're out there, I need you to look for two things for me, okay? First and foremost, I need you to look for the surplus, if you see it out there. And then also a Freedom of Information Act that needs some attention. You think you can find that for me if you're out there?
In the meantime, between time, you stay safe and let's keep trusting God, brother.
You too. God first and mankind after. That's the only way we can survive.
All right, bro.
Be careful. You might hit a pothole, but they might not tell you that's a pothole. They might tell you that you have a wop-up tire to begin with. And listen, if you've had damage to your vehicle because of these craters and these moon craters, start hitting up the show. Get me the information as to where the potholes are. And we got to make some noise about it because I've seen too many all out and about. And roads that should be maintained are not being maintained. So you could do something for the aesthetics, you know, of Bay Street to a certain portion and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, deal with the potholes properly. And props to my boy who was filling the potholes off the video, just throwing the tar in and then using the gas can to light it a fire. And then while the fire was there, he was tapping it down with the equipment. It kind of reminded me of the fire dance show, in back in the day, that we don't see in the hotels anymore because we don't have no more heads in beds people to do those kind of shows because all the tourists gone to the cruise ship destinations because they own 86% of our tourist market. But anyway, that's a story for another day. We need proper, care with these potholes, okay? And speaking of the paving, listen. I know you might be aspirants. I know you might have ambition and want to do things, but you can't straight up come on your first day and put your waist foot forward. People in these constituencies know this time, yes, silly season, everywhere can get paved up. Verges can get cleaned up. Little things can happen. Things can get painted. because people come in to knock on your door and ask for your vote for another 5 years. Even though for the first four, they ain't seen nobody and felt no impact. But now here we are in silly season. So places getting painted up, roads getting paved. Please, for God's sake, don't show up and say, because you're now the ratified candidate, roads being paved. Mr. Pickstock, you ain't fooling nobody with that. Everybody know why those roads being paved in Golden Ass. Avon Miller, God rest his soul, went to his grave probably lobbying for the people of Golden Ass to get those roads paved. Couldn't happen. But now you got a by-election coming up, so of course they could pave the roads. That's why it's happening. To make you a veritable unknown in the area, palatable. But don't come off disingenuous like you caused that to happen. Tom, Dick, or Harry could have got that ratification. They'd have done it for Tom, Dick, or Harry. Don't think you're special. And don't try to make the people of Golden Isles think you're special, because you didn't make that happen. But you could tell us about the Golden Yoke Program, which became the Golden Joke Program, which became the Golden Broke Program. Bit of eggs, bit of money. All right. Naughty. So there should never be a libel charge ever again in the Bahamian courts because there's no way to prove who say what. Caller, texter, behave yourself. Because I know a lot of people ready to just fly the gate right now and talk the most under that same theory right there. But yeah, ain't no way to prove it, right? All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got some callers. Talking heads.
Let's keep it practical, Naughty.
Pardon? Okay.
No, let's keep it practical, okay?
Okay.
Pothole alert.
Okay.
Okay. Going down to the airport, just past the airport entrance on the left, right, is a little round hole. It's the size of a tire.
What?
And you land, no, it's just the... It's hard to see, okay?
But then you hit it. But you know it's
if you, but if you hit that, you will bend your rim.
You bend the rim, mate.
That's right. Quick. And it's almost invisible. Anyway.
It's one of them creepers. So you said the airport road on the left. Yes. So when you get to the roundabout and you turn left just to go into the airport.
Just after you pass the entrance, on the left. Right there.
All right. I'll keep an eye out for it.
Because I lost a rim and a tire. Anyway.
But there should be some sort of recourse for that, though. I mean, that's our money that is supposed to go toward fixing these roads.
I can't put that burden on our government right now.
We should be able to be. You should get what I got your point, though. I appreciate you giving me the heads up on that pothole, too, bro.
Anyway, I have something else to talk about, though. Tell Mr. Pickstock that going into Golden Isles is like him going into Long Island. they meet you at the airport and they ask you who you is.
Who your people is.
What you doing here?
Where you come from?
And I made the same point earlier. He had to understand that game they played 5, 10, 15 years ago, that ain't playing this time. Especially in Golden Isles. Okay, Golden Isles is Southwest New Providence, also known as City 2000.
You ain't got to tell me about City 2000. I was there today. Mr. Henry Saunders coined it City 2000 and said, Naughty, look around. In 20 years, this could be City 2000. And by God, he was absolutely right.
And hey, right now, you can come over Blue Hill Road and you don't have to go back north for nothing. Everything is on Carmichael Road or off Carmichael Road. Now, I think the boy need to get his game tight, and his game together, because like I told a former dude, chicken and rum on T-shirt, you're working this time.
Good these stuff, Carl. Appreciate you as always. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. We'll get us back and you know, we'll continue that conversation. But yeah, like the caller just, you know, intimated. And the consensus is in 2025, voters are not the conks that past administrations and current administrations and potentially future administrations think we are. There are going to be questions that we have to ask. And it may seem uncharacteristic now that we're asking these questions, but at the end of the day, if you're going in there wanting our vote, being prepared to vote for and work for us, then you should be able to field some questions from the folks that you're asking to vote for you and for the folks that you're asking to serve. And you can't blame us for asking questions because we've been disenfranchised and deceived for far too long. How eerily familiar and reminiscent and repetitive is this election cycle? It's the same old, same old. And we need to change. We need to change the way we look about think about elections, look at elections, look at candidates, how we pick our potential leaders. We need to evolve. We want to brag about being in first world status, then we need to evolve completely across the board and make that part of the evolution. Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Captain Naughty.
What's going on, Commander? What's going on with you?
Right here, man. Well, listen. Well, now two fellas talking about City 2000. Golden Eyes ain't no City 2000. I've been in Golden Eyes a long time. Now, here's the point. We pay our taxes. They take a dollar something out of the gas. Am I right?
Yeah, some to that effect, along those lines.
160.
Yeah, also, I don't know the exact price point, but it's a dollar something, yes.
Huh?
It's a dollar something, $1.50.
Also, we pay the lights in our cars.
Correct.
These roads ain't supposed to be like this. That's what we paid that money for, you know.
Agreed. And look at the roads. Deplorable.
Nonsense. Again, you know, I call it show, but we don't pay him because I say the end of my heart. If you don't want me, Shane, you put it this way. I say it again. Instead of giving out this and doing fool, hire some more young Bahamians. Buy about two more paving machines. I know they ain't cost no $10 million. And that's some job for some Bahamian. You could have more people working on the road paving. No way these roads supposed to be like this. You breaking up your car. The airport road bad, this road bad, to the side corners. I don't know what's going on. But again, I can repeat myself. They ain't doing us no favor. We pay the taxes for that to be done.
It's our money, and we need it now. It's our roads, and we
need
them fixed now.
We need the way to get done. They can spend $50-something million travel and this and that, and to pave these roads is a come on. Government need to bite the bullet. Time job for paving. You could form three crew. You won't have to give no contract. Three crew fellas full time, because we need it here. You know?
Yep, and employ young Bahamians in the process. I agree. Good ideas across the board, caller. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty Naughty, what's going on, man? Pearly there or Pearly still up Washington, D.C. hailing Trump?
No, he wasn't in Washington hailing Trump. I didn't tell you he snuck to Toronto to go deal with Roberts. Notice the Dodgers won and now they ready to go in L.A. for the next three games, right? That's Pearly. Pearly had to go talk to Roberts.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah,
why do you think he was missing from the press box yesterday? He was in Toronto.
I didn't hear him anything, but he called me and tell me up there with the old lady, them having fun and thing, and got to drive them around. She's stressing him out going in every shop. But
that was the excuse, but I mean, we know where he meant.
But Naughty, Kraft didn't kill them. Kraft didn't kill Pittsburgh last night. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They couldn't stop Kraft dinner.
No, but the scary thing about it is, for the Steeler fans, Muff, and I want you to take this to your Steeler brethren who's give you a hard time.
Yeah, I'm big dude too. I'm big Eddie. Big Ed too. The two of them.
Check this out.
Yeah.
The Steelers' next six games are against the Colts, which I feel they'll lose. The Chargers in L.A., they got a good chance to lose that. Bengals is a division game, so I'll give it to Pittsburgh.
And the Bengals can beat them.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the road against the Bears. Their secondary suspect, Ben Johnson, who used to Detroit, is not a head coach in Chicago, but he's still dealing with the offense. He could throw some points up on there. The Bears may win that one.
Yeah, the Bears are looking good. Bills. Williams looking way better than last year. Mm.
You got the Bills. All right.
After not beaten.
And then you got the Ravens in Baltimore. And the Ravens got a soft schedule for the next 8 weeks. They could be right back in this division.
And it will let that boy know that they win, we win. This is a short week. We got them on Thursday. Still stop. We can see which one going 2-3. I game with Miami game 2-3. I know, but no Baltimore. I know he's a Baltimore fan.
Yeah, well, you can chalk that up, but Lamar should be back for that game. You're all in trouble. I can leave that alone.
Yeah, he should be back for true, but you ain't lie, but you know, the short week too. But the two of us feeling good. You see the offense from Miami this week. So the two of us feeling good. We getting it there, can't all stupid, man. And another thing, Naughty, Reeves wouldn't have scored. I agree with you. Reeves wouldn't have scored no 51 if LeBron was there. Because he'd have been hogging up everything. But Reeves came on bad last night, eh?
Boy, Reeves carry on dirty. Impressed the heck out of me. No Luka, no LeBron. Austin Reeves, something like 51 points or 52 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. He was like the White Mamba last night, man. He was like the White Mamba last night, man.
Boy, you ain't lie, boy. You ain't lie. And let me go.
But hold on. In all fairness, you got to give
him good, boy. We looking good. Tomorrow again, 6-1. I tell you, Carson Beck, I boy, I can't wait till he reaches the Dolphins, boy. But
listen here, Mom.
We lost last week. That's the only one get away from us. But boy, the Hurricanes looking good. The Heat look good.
Listen here.
The Dolphins looking good, and the Hurricanes looking good.
But Muff, check this out.
Yeah.
You missed a big thing about that Laker game last night. DeAndre Ayton, 22 points.
Wow. The Bahamian fellas showing up, man. Showing up in the league, showing them that Bahamian talent. That cock.
And
that
DJ Edson playing tonight. So we should have a nice lineup in sports tonight. Tonight is one of the nights you could actually watch NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, and NHL at the same time.
That'll complete my weekend. If they get beat, everything good. Then if the Bills get beat, then that's a wonderful, wonderful week if they get beat this week too. Anyhow, Naughty, let me let someone else get in. Yeah, Ma, we can link, Naughty.
All right, Ma, be safe, brother. All right, bless. But yeah, one of the rare nights in sports where you could actually turn on, you could get the NFL, Monday Night Football, Major League Baseball World Series, NBA is in full effect, and you got the NHL. So you could watch the four major leagues tonight and for the next couple of days while the World Series lasts. And then you got college football to throw in there too. Tomorrow night, we got games, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's a great time of year for sports. Always something on, always something to watch. 5:30 p.m. is the time. And Dolphin fans, I mean, y'all feeling good today, but y'all know y'all are a bipolar team, right? Y'all should have just kept riding it out. Do complete Tanksville and use those picks and start again. I just don't know what's going on in Dallas. Great offense, horrible defense. I mean, yeah, Dak didn't have one of his greatest games yesterday, but, you know, we've been in the conversation all season long because of the player, Dak Prescott. So he's entitled to have an off game, in my opinion, after having, you know, 7 pretty good ones up until yesterday. So we'll see where it goes. For Cowboys fans out there, I would prefer us to start El Tanco now. We got draft picks. We're going to have our draft picks, you know, so it's cheaper. We tank. This defense isn't going to get any better. You can't fire Eberflus now, the defensive coordinator. That's got to happen in the offseason. So let our picks be high, because obviously Green Bay playing at a high level right now. Their picks are going to be in the late 20s. God forbid they make a late playoff run. Late 20s, early 30s. Yeah, it'll help to have them. But that's only the package to get a better player to move up, because at that portion of the draft, anywhere from 25 on could be, you know, a second-round talent that just got moved up on the fringe. So, you know, I'm not, you know, trying to live a pipe dream like some fans. Oh, no, 100 at best because of the defense. And a wasted year, but one heck of an offense. And that's the sad thing about it. But, hey, at least it's working out for me in fantasy. All right, let me get to a couple of these. All right, texters, I see your text. Caller, I'll see you. We'll take this first break. Flip side of the break, I'll be back. I'll deal with the text. I'll deal with the calls. Get your picks lined up. And, of course, you know, get your Rich Eisen lined up for your final 15. Keep it right where you got it. The Monday, October 27th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Me bona fire pan a we got Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave them with the frown.
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes. We have the best salad and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. Each order is made with love and the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our three locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex, open until 4 p.m. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition ready to go.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
The technicians at Muffler World on Mackey Street and Robinson Road can do a lot of things to make sure the wheels are properly aligned, and that your brakes actually work, and that your car is using the correct oil, and in fact has oil. Those same techs can replace your entire exhaust system. Check out Muffler World for the top of the line Walker muffler. Now if you want your ride to sound rude, Muffler World can help you there too with a system by Flowmaster. Muffler World, Mackey Street and Robinson Road. Mufflers and a whole lot more.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
What happens when your faves team up? You get an original Asiago Bacon Club. Enjoy the iconic taste of KFC's 11 herbs and spices with a bite into KFC's original recipe chicken filet layered with Asiago cheese, crisp lettuce, tomato, bacon, our signature ranch, all on a golden brioche bun. KFC's original Asiago Bacon Club is made fresh, made right. Available only at KFC. It's good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
I got you on the Monday, October 27th edition of Talking Heads. The boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m., 5:35 p.m. is the time. Waiting for Purdy to zoom in. But while we wait for Purdy to zoom in, let's get to the text lines, because I had several texts come over. And callers who are holding on the break, you can hit us back. We'll get right to you guys. Hey, Naughty, so when it's high-profile people, it's called AI, but if it's a local person, it's authentic and real.
So now everyone who has who's on a murder charge based on a video or audio evidence, they can now, as far as I'm concerned, the CCTV footage, you can now say that's AI also moving forward. I get it, especially your sarcasm, Dexter. Good afternoon. The same way we could ask about the Golden Age, let's ask about the drones too. Well, didn't it just come out that there was no misappropriation with the drones, according to Mr. Dames? I'll try to pull that up, but I remember reading something recently that came out saying that there was no improprieties as far as that goes. And I mean, considering this administration, the outright, you know, lack of a better word, misspeaking pertaining to the food program, which is clear out and right lies. I mean, what's your point, Dexter? Could that be more, you know, bad misspeaking by this administration to say anything on the campaign trail last go around to get in? So now we're back to the golden joke and the golden yoke and the golden broke program. Where's the eggs? Where's the money? The only people with egg is us, the Bahamian people with egg over our face, because we ain't got no eggs, and where the money? I hear the feeding coops and the coops on the ground, rottening, allegedly. Maybe you could speak to that, Dexter. Maybe you could help me with that. Naughty, your caller is right about that pothole. I've seen someone go in that, and my whole life almost flashed before my eyes. And my suspension got ruined in a crater before. Government ain't giving nothing back. Well, if you got shoddy potholes, if government don't give back, whoever got the contract should be made to compensate. Because how could we eat it on roads that we pay for, and then we got to go pay for a new tire? I see some cars hit them potholes while they piston and gearboxes be dragging in the road. When the driver hit them potholes, them cars be like, ow, why? Come on. There got to be some recourse. All right, let's get to the other text. My naughty account, I cannot afford for Doc to have a bad game. I started him on all my fantasy teams yesterday, and I got beat. Well, you shouldn't have started him on all. He was going up against a good defense. I started him in some, and I feel your pain, yeah. I know the feeling. But I was smart enough to start Jordan Love and a couple others elsewhere, and that worked out for me. Always on that backup. Always look at that matchup, though. But I promise you, next week, better matchup against the Cardinals. Plug him in your lineup. He'll be back to his old self, I promise. That's how pearly, you know. Flew to Toronto to make sure the Dodgers is okay. I'll make some calls to Dallas. I ain't got to travel. I'll make some calls, and you know, people will talk to Doc people, and we'll all be good. Don't worry about it. But like I say, 5:40 p.m. is the time. Looking for Pearly. Pearly should be chiming in. If he's not in already. You got Pearly in yet? All right, so keep an eye out for him, Mr. Producer. But yeah. Big night in sports tonight, too. Got lots to look at. You got, as a matter of fact, like I told you, you could choose from all leagues. Got the NFL on at 8:15. Chiefs and Commanders from Kansas City. 8 p.m., you got the Blue Jays in L.A. taking on the Dodgers. Series tied 1-1. You got a multitude of NBA games in effect today. Like a multitude. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, including VJ Edgecombe at home with the 2-0 Sixers taking on the Orlando Magic. That should be a good game right there. And then a nightcap, you got some good ones too. Thunder and Mavericks, 8:30. Nuggets and Timberwolves, 9:30. Grizzlies and Warriors at 10. So yeah, the late night basketball sampling is awesome. NHL, got a bunch of games there too, a couple of games there too. Blues and the Penguins, Bruins and the Senators. So there's something for everybody.
something for everybody. It's a great night in sports. Great night in sports. Now, before I get to the picks, let me look at some of the news coming out of Major League Sports. NFL star Peterson, Adrian Peterson, still in jail. Remained in jail on Monday after being arrested a day earlier in Houston suburbs on charge of driving while intoxicated, according to authorities. Peterson was taken into custody on Sunday morning by the Sugarland Police Department. And it's the second DWI arrest in 7 months for the 2012 NFL MVP and three-time league rushing champion. Peterson remained in the Fort Bend County Jail on Monday, according to the county sheriff's office. Jail records did not list an attorney for Peterson who could speak on his behalf. But no attorney still in jail. Ah, Lord. 40 years old, Adrian. What has happened, man? It's tragic to see that happen. Such a great player. Big trade in the NFL today. The Rams acquired cornerback Roger McCreary from the Tennessee Titans for a 2026 conditional fifth-round pick. The Rams will receive a conditional 2026 sixth-round pick along with McCreary. So that helps their secondary. Rams doing their usual before the trade deadline maneuvers in order to make a run. And they got a good squad, and Matthew Stafford playing at a high level, and they do have a defense. No matter how much offense you got, you still need a defense. Or a part thereof. They can get you some stops and get you off the field. Musa. Musa. Let me breathe a little bit. Let me breathe. 5:43 p.m. is the time. I'm going to get to the break in short order. Before I do, I get to your picks. Before I get to the picks, though, we'll definitely hook you up with a final 10 or a final 15 or so. Final 10 for sure. Got some Rich Eisen lined up for you. You know, check in with Rich. Rich got lots to talk about, too. Especially coming in off this weekend. As a matter of fact, Rich got a good take on the Tush Push. Yeah, very interesting take on the Eagles and the Tush Push. So we'll end with that, you know, and have him break it down for us. Because a lot of people getting disgruntled and tired of the Tush Push. It's really, to me, it's taken away from the game, to tell you the truth. But that's just me. And I know some of y'all say, oh, well, Naughty, I know it's just you, and that's a division rival, and you're hating on them because you hate. Yes, correct. But I do think it takes away from the game as well, too. All right? So, Mr. Producer, you should have that clip. There you go. We'll wrap with that on the flip side of the break. But, like I said, we got a bevy of games to pick tonight. It's a multitude in the NBA. I'll run them down for you, and I'll run down my NFL, and I'll run down my Major League Baseball. All right? So, buckle up. Here we go. Let's jump on in. Let's get the NBA out of the way. A bunch of games tonight. Early games, Cavaliers and the Pistons. Cleveland 2.5-point favorites. I like Cleveland to get it done. They're the better team. Detroit's played well. Splitting there. They're 2-1. They've had moments. I just think the Cavaliers are the better team. But check the injury reports before both, game, before both teams. Could have some bigger players out tonight with load management or still dealing with injury. But if everybody remains healthy, everybody starts as normal, I'll take the Cavaliers minus the 2.5 on the road against the Pistons. You got the Magic taking on the 76ers in Philadelphia. Give me the Sixers at home plus the 6.5. They may win this game outright, but if they lose, I don't think they're going to lose by 6.5 or more. B.J. Edgecombe and Maxey, good backcourt for the Sixers. I like where this team is going. They got to put in some work, but they could be one of those, you know, playoff bubble teams, make one of those late seeds. But
I arrived with you another one, Naughty.
Oh, now he's arrived.
Hey, the flight was late, man. They wouldn't let me leave.
I told people, people was asking me, they're pearly gone. And I tried to cover it for you. You know what I mean? But your boy Muff comes out with some story today. You had to take your mom somewhere. And I was like, that was the coverage, bro. He had to go talk to Dave Roberts. You know what I mean? And like you've always taught me, man, why mess up a good story with the truth?
With the facts.
So I know that you went to Toronto and spoke to Dave, right? You spoke to Roberts, right?
I had a meet with Yamamoto.
Well, it was 5-1. Now what y'all saying for tonight?
It's over.
And don't make it back to Toronto? It's over in Los Angeles?
I don't think so. I think we could do it in 4. I think we could take 3 in L.A. from them. I think we figured them out. I think Dave Roberts did a very good job of adjustment. I knew Guzman was going to be tough. Guzman, but you got to just get him into the 6th inning, then his arm gets like jelly, and that's what happened.
All right, so you're going with the Dodgers -1.5 tonight in L.A.?
I'm going to take the Dodgers in the points, yes.
All right, let's move to the NFL. Kansas City, 12.5-point favorites over who are they playing tonight? Kansas City. Who they got Monday night? Let me pull it up.
Yeah, it all been in front of me.
It slipped my mind. I've been looking at it all day. Now, all of a sudden, I go to say it, and I can't remember it. The Chiefs and the Commanders.
Ooh, 7.5?
Is it? 10.5. It was 12.5. It dropped to 10.5.
I'll take Kansas City, but I'm not going to. I think that's a lot.
That's a lot of points.
Oh, but is James Daniels out?
Yeah, Mariota's playing for the Commanders. So.
Well, that's a possibility then.
I'll play it safe and suggest folks take the money line on it.
If you want to be safe, if you want to be bold, go with the points. But if you just want to be safe, it'll be less you'll win. But take the money line.
And I was just getting into the NBA. I said I like the Cavaliers by the 2.5 over the Pistons. They're just a better team right now. I like VJ and the Sixers plus the 6.5 at home against the Magic.
The Sixers are plus 6.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take them plus the 6.5.
And the points. The Hawk favorites on the road against the Bulls. I like the Bulls at home. I take the 2.5 points for the Bulls at home. They're a different animal on the road compared to home. I think they get the job done at home.
I agree.
They're 2-0 to start the season as well, too. Nets 0-3 on the road against the Rockets 0-2. Houston a 15.5-point favorite. I like the Rockets to win this game at home, but I'm not touching 15.5. I'll take them on the money line.
I'll take the Nets and the points.
Ah. Celtics 0-3 taking on the 0-2 Pelicans in New Orleans. Boston 1.5-point favorites. I think Boston gets it done tonight. I think Brown comes out and just has a night.
Yeah, I mean, I can't see them starting 0-4. I don't know what we're getting with the Pelicans. They're sporadic. I mean, that great start they had against the Spurs. I haven't bought into the Pelicans yet. I think Boston a lot better than an 0-3 team, even though Tatum's out. I'll ride with Boston tonight.
Spurs and the Raptors. I can say this, Lucas. I want to get MJ started. 3-0 Spurs. And you see how Wembanyama carrying on like an absolute freak.
He bulked up a little bit, not much, but he looked a little bigger.
No, 30 pounds, 215 to 245.
They can be a scary team. I don't think they're quite ready yet.
Their bench is solid. No, this year I see them making a good playoff run. Next year I see them back with the Spurs like to be chasing the championship.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, they got some good young pieces there, too. They do run a good front office. Thunder on the road against the Mavericks, 8.5-point favorites. Again, another team I like, but on the money line, I think the 8.5 is too much, so I'll take the Thunder on the road.
What's going on with the Mavericks? Was that when the Lakers had with them a spook? I mean, just a lucky blow, or the Mavericks just ain't gelling quite yet?
They ain't gelling quite yet.
When
you come back, that's a whole different kettle of fish. Yeah. That's a different team. Suns, I don't know who you're going to get night in and night out taking on the Jazz. I like them tonight over the Jazz. Give me the Suns to even their record at 2-2. Utah's a 1.5-point favorite because they're at home. So give me the Suns plus the 1.5 on the road. I think they get it.
That's only a 3-point shot at the buzzer to beat them. Yeah, I'll ride with you on that one.
Nuggets on the road against the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves took cut skin from the Lakers last night with no Luka and no LeBron.
Austin Reeves with 51, 12, and 9. They're playing a back-to-back. Give me the Nuggets. They're well-rested. Give me the Nuggets and the money line. 7-point favorites. They're on the road. That's a lot to lay when you're on the road. So I'll say give me the Nuggets and the money line.
Yeah, I agree.
Last game of the night, 10 o'clock. Grizzlies on the road against the Warriors. Both teams 2-1. Golden State 8.5-point favorites. I'll take the Grizzlies plus the 8.5. They may lose the game, but I don't think they get blown out. I think they play a good game tonight.
I don't know. You know what? I'm going to take the Warriors and the points tonight.
All right, good stuff, Pearly. Appreciate you. We got to get to the break. Rich Eisen taking us home to the break. We'll talk more sports tomorrow in depth, including your bipolar Dolphins, who messed up my pick completely because they couldn't beat the Falcons, because the Falcons couldn't beat them.
And I'm ashamed to say, sorry, but I'm driving along and some guy decides he wants to pull his car out in front of me. Yes, Reeve.
You still there, Pearly, or did he hit you? Hey. All right, you're breaking up, Pearly. You're breaking up, but we'll get to the break.
Oh, some guy decided he wants to pull his car out. I'm driving up the phone, sitting on the chair. I'm talking to you on the car seat, talking to you, and some guy just decides he wants to reverse out onto the main road without looking where he's going.
Oh, boy. That must be another...
I'm so glad that I was alert enough to stop, because if he had hit me, our listeners might have seen a different side of Pearly they didn't know existed.
Well, we've seen part of it when the Dodgers have lost, but we understand.
Oh, I'll tell you something. I said on Friday night, When Toronto put up 11 runs, I told Muff they're going to need some of them runs on Saturday night. They're going to need some more of them runs tonight. Dodgers 8-1. No, Dodgers 6-1 tonight. 82.
All right. There you go. Quick break. All right, buddy. We got you tomorrow. We'll talk more sports tomorrow. I appreciate you. Glad you're back safe and sound. We'll take the break. Flip side of the break. Rich Eisen taking us home. And Rich got a good breakdown today. Rich, talking about Philly and the tush push, Pearly. Are you done with the tush push like I'm done with the tush push? Because Rich is done.
I never really liked it. I'm not for changing the rules on it. I just don't like it.
Yeah, you just need to take it out. It affects the integrity of the game. But anyway, we'll talk about the NBA gambling probe as well tomorrow, me and you. All right, looking forward to that conversation. And we'll do it again tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Keep it right where you got it. Rich Eisen taking us home. Don't touch it.
Wow.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape. A Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salad, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
There is a new king in town, and the only place to find him is at Burger King Nassau. Introducing the Cheesy Ring King, featuring two juicy flame-grilled beef patties stacked with American cheese, crisp bacon, sweet barbecue sauce, honey mustard, and the crown jewel. Three golden mozzarella rings served on a soft, buttery brioche bun. It's bigger, it's better, and it's cheesier. Want just cheese rings? They're available as a side, too. Get the Cheesy Ring King at any of Burger King Nassau's 7 locations. Available for a limited time only.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
I have been a defender of the tush push around these parts because it's a football play. You know, you can do things off of it other than just push the quarterback for a first down. As a matter of fact, I think they gave the ball to Saquon earlier this year. He just scampered right in the end zone.
Yeah, let's sweep.
So I've been a defender of it. And I know Green Bay was trying to legislate it out, and we had our fun with our show by, messing with the copy of their proposal to the league ownership on this vote a few months ago to say, basically, one of the reasons why we want this out, there's the player safety issue, but we can't stop it. That's the general sense, is everybody wants it out because you can't stop it. You can only hope to contain it, to use Dan Patrick's phrase. And you're right. You can't stop it. I mean, didn't we see, and it's getting farcical. Last year got completely farcical in the NFC Championship, right? When I believe the son of Hockley, the Hockley progeny, by the way, is that a band? Is that a cover band?
Come out to see my
cover band tonight. You know,
they opened up for Pearl Jam in '93.
Is that right? Okay. Yeah, you remember he was at Louvu of Washington, kept jumping over the line of scrimmage.
I like that.
He basically got on the mic and threatened to pull the NFC Championship game car over to award a touchdown. Like, you know, we can award a touchdown to the other team. You know, yeah. It was essentially what he was telling the crowd. Yep. Knock it off! Don't make me pull this car over.
I remember getting on group chat like, can you do that?
Yeah. I think Pereira hopped in to say he could do that. Play survived. As we all know, they're still using it. And I'm now officially, after what I saw yesterday against the Giants, I'm done with it. Because the league can't get the officiating of it right. They swore a couple of weeks ago when Fox had, a gajillion cameras on the Eagles, because the Eagles play, quite a bit, one would think, on Fox for the whole country to see. And they're 50 camera games that are, 4K and everything. You could see some of the offensive linemen firing off before the snap as they're shooting down the line in the small little tunnel of space that you could see between the offense and the defensive lines all lined up for this scrum. And then yesterday, I mean, if you're going to rule forward progress is stopped on somebody who has clearly fumbled the ball during the tush push, then it's truly an unstoppable play, because the number of times you could call Jalen Hurts stopped on forward progress during a tush push, I'd lose track.
And then all of a sudden, the pile goes three yards forward.
So now, how every rule change that the competition committee considers, they always talk about, if we pass it, what is the unintended consequence that we're not thinking of? The unintended consequence of this tush push has now reached the point of, guess what? We're great at it because, A,